broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this getaway Friday night. Couldn't get any more beautiful, 69 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion as the sun goes down. June the 10th, 2022, banner day here for this station. 8th anniversary of WWGH Radio. 4,500 hours of broadcasting I hit today, and we were really, I would say, congratulated this morning by Sam Donaldson and Joe Blystone and Park Overall, and Ashley Williams. And by the way, Ashley Williams' movie on the Hallmark Channel can be seen on June the 25th. That's coming up in 15 days at 8 p.m. Two tickets to Paradise. Don't miss that for love nor money. Angie Evers is back with us tonight.
I bet you wish you and Ashley were the two tickets to Paradise.
Apparently it was filmed in Hawaii.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah. Don't you have somebody in your mind who you have a, I don't know what we have. We have a, I don't know what you call it.
Are you talking to somebody famous? Like,
yeah.
I don't know famous people.
No, but I've introduced you to a few.
Okay, no, but
well, you said you like Phil Donahue's hair. I didn't get all crazy face about that.
Well, I'm not crazy face about Ashley Williams. I don't care. I know you enjoy talking to her. That's perfectly fine.
Uh-huh.
I don't care.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I was trying to think of the moments that I remember over the last 10 years. Now, does anybody have any moments they remember that they would like to share? They all blend at some point in my mind. Now, if somebody points one out, I can remember it.
You better pick Puppy up because she wants on your lap, and then Houston is going to start barking because he gets jealous.
Now, what is your favorite moment on this station?
She
wants the prize. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I told you she wasn't going to mic up.
Uh-oh, we lost the headphones here. Where are the headphones? Did you put them down there on the thing?
They're on the floor.
All right. Go ahead.
I told you she wasn't going to mic up. You had a crush on that girl.
Well, I don't have a crush on that girl. No, I just, her and I have a chemistry that is nice.
Well, Angie, don't bring him no more sodas or food over to the station before he opens up anymore.
No, this has to do with radio people. Professional courtesy.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a favorite moment in your listening of this station?
Not really.
No, neither do I. I haven't had a favorite moment.
I enjoy all of it.
In the 8 years I've been here.
I probably enjoy the nights.
The what?
With Angie.
Oh, the nights with Angie, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are fun. You know, there were some people in here before her who had to run out.
I do miss Michelle.
Oh, Michelle. And, no, Michelle, I like Michelle.
The other girl, what was her name?
Oh, don't even worry about the other girl. She's, oh, God.
Frickin' Frack.
Yeah, no. Michelle's okay, but the other one, oh, Lord. You won't be hearing from her anymore.
Yeah, they was interesting. It was somebody local, somebody, from around town.
Yeah, no, Michelle will be back. Michelle just has had her own issues going on, but she'll be back one day, I'm sure, but, other than that, the other people, I just had to run them out. They were nothing but trouble.
Yeah, you don't need that.
No, I had to get rid of them. Yeah, we've had to let go of several people over the years.
Okay, I just want to say hi, Angie. I miss you.
He said hi, he missed you.
Oh, hi, Lee. Yes.
I miss you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, there you go.
Well, at least one person likes me.
Well, now we've had two people say they missed you. Don't you feel loved?
Makes me feel special.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You know, I used to get those two in here, and I called them frickin' Frack, and they just talked, and you couldn't understand anything either one of them was saying.
Do you think people understand what I'm saying? I probably just ramble.
No, because it wasn't like that. They talked over it. There was too much crosstalk, and they didn't... I don't think they understood what that sounds like on radio.
I remember one night... You were cross-talking over me one Friday night.
Who?
You. You were all wound up. I don't know if you guys remember this. It was... You were off your rocker that night. You
what was
were
I
like,
wound up about?
I don't know, but you were wound up.
Oh, I don't recall that.
Yeah, you don't remember that. Woo! You were wound up. I think you were wound up on steroids or something.
You know, I do. I think maybe because of the oorang bang. I remember when Mayor Lightfoot over there, Milton Lightfoot, proclaimed it WWGH Day in LaRue. And I remember, there was just an incident over in LaRue while we were over there during the moorang bang with the... Terry was outside betting on cow pie bingo when we were trying to do a broadcast, and... I think Adam scared Mayor Lightfoot. It was an episode. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. If you have anything on your mind, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you on this Friday night.
My dogs get really jealous if you're holding one and not the other. So Houston will sit and bark at you till you're touching him. He has to be held, touched. He's very, very needy. So... I just picked him up, so I'm holding him. So
he looks happy now.
Hopefully he won't bark. I think he wants to be on your lap, though.
Well, these dogs, I haven't seen them for like 2 or 3 weeks.
They love Scott. They love him to pieces. They love Scott more than they love me.
Well, I'm nice to him. We've spent afternoons together. Like, I've watched them when you've had things to do, and we've... just had a lot of fun together.
Yeah, they go crazy. I've never seen dogs, anybody love, anybody like they just love Scott so much.
You know what they say, dogs can sense good people.
Yeah.
These dogs would eat my aunts alive.
They probably would.
Oh, they are just, they're misery, those people. That's why I don't go around them. I don't go to family outings anymore because it's too hard to try to pretend to be nice to them.
Hmm. Well, I mean, does your family even have many outings?
Not anymore, because nobody wants to be around those people.
Oh. Yeah, that's no fun. Oh, puppy. Puppy's giving kisses.
All I know is thank goodness. I don't think I'll ever have to be around them again.
Yeah.
Everybody's went on to their reward that would connect us together. So I don't think I ever will have to see those people again. Thank God.
Did you mention what happened?
I don't think so.
Oh. Why?
Well, I didn't think that was all that important of news.
Oh, well, of course it is. Well, yeah. Well, now you have to tell them, because they're going to be like, what is going on?
I don't think anybody wants to know.
Yeah, they do.
They don't. The phone lines are open, by the way, 740-751-4038. I think Puppy here wants to host the show.
She does. I wish I could take a picture right now. She's right in front of the microphone.
I like dogs who like microphones.
Yeah, well... You know, my dad was not crazy about Puppy because she has a horrible bark. She has a very high-pitched bark, and, it drove him nuts when she would come over, because I like to bring my dogs places with me. He did not like her bark.
She would bark at him?
Well, no, she just barks when we go over to the house, to my mom's house. But if Puppy cannot see me, she will bark. Like, when I go out to the barn to help with the lambs... If she's in the backyard, she constantly barks because she knows I went in the barn and she can't see me.
Now, I don't remember her barking here when you went somewhere.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. No, but if she knows that
She likes food.
She does. She's a trash digger.
She's slim, though.
She is. Which, I mean, I don't think she does a whole lot of running. She will at my mom's house, but I need a fence. I'm going to have to... I really, really need to invest in a fence.
Poor Houston's not getting any of these fries.
No.
He feels neglected. I can tell.
So, but anyway, yeah, Puppy's eating the fries.
She's not giving those up.
She has her head in the bucket.
740-751-4038. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz here. We are live on this Friday night, 69 degrees, sunny skies, 22 minutes past the hour, on the 8th anniversary of WWGH Radio.
So have you told everybody where we're going to be in July?
The fair.
The fair.
The fair, yes.
I mean, because I don't get to listen at all. So, I mean, I don't know what all you say and what all you don't say.
Well, I'll be at the fair. And that'll be my really first week back in action.
Yeah.
Man alive, that's going to be something. Oh, I want to encourage everybody to go to the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum. What a just a nice piece of work that is. I really encourage people to do that. That is so nice. They did such a great job on that.
So it's at Heritage Hall, right?
It's at Heritage Hall. That's one of the best things I think they've done in a long time.
I'd like to go to Heritage Hall and get some popcorn.
Well, I invited you that day. You didn't show.
I was at work.
It was historic.
I know, but I was at work, and then where did I have to go? Was that the day Brandon got sick?
I think so.
Yeah. So.
I said I would do three things during this 4-month period.
And that was one of them.
That, Tony Danza, Mary Ellen's Museum, and election night.
Yeah.
And I did them all. Now I'll just ride it out till the end.
Yeah. And you're almost done.
Almost done, and then back at the fair. Haven't been to the fair in a couple years.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I'll be playing in the sheep barn.
You'll be on with me.
Yeah, and in the sheep barn.
The fair is interesting. Hope people come over and see us at the fair. You know, we have some smoothie king, queen, do it, whatever, giveaways. 20-ounce smoothie king giveaways.
So, I like smoothie king.
Yep.
But I don't like their prices.
No, but how big's a 20-ounce?
I don't know, but I never will forget the time me and Allie were sick. When was that? Or I was not feeling well. Was that after I had the COVID vaccine?
I believe so.
Oh, my gosh. And you, Scott, was nice and brought me and Allie both Smoothie King.
Had to mortgage the house.
Yeah, but I said, just get us smalls. So you know what he does? He gets us larges. And I mean, I can't drink a whole large, and neither can Natalie. And they cost probably $10 a piece. Yeah.
And you say I'm not nice.
Yeah, you were extra nice that night.
And I went through Jimmy John's for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll eat their Jimmy John's subs sometime.
And I believe I went to the grocery store, too.
Yeah, you did pick up some stuff. Yep.
This is the saint that I really am.
Yep. You were very nice. I mean, I don't get sick very often where I can't do anything, but man, that thing took me down. I was sick.
Yeah, I remember that. That was
That was after I got the booster vaccine, wasn't it?
I think so. I don't think I got sick after either one of those COVID vaccines.
That was horrible.
I had the vaccination and the booster.
I got so sick. I thought I was dying.
Yeah, you did get pretty sick. I don't know why.
Yeah, my body does not react. But on the plus side, I think the vaccine worked for me because, I mean, I don't know how I didn't get sick from Brandon. So, yeah, I took 2 tests and made sure I was negative, so.
That's good. It's good you did not get ill. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is out in the... But what do you make of the gas prices?
They're horrible. I got gas in Delaware today for $4.99, so it hasn't. On 23 at Speedway there in Delaware, it's like $4.99. So, and I think I put, I don't know, $30-something in my tank. I think I only put like 6 gallons in. Well, what's 5 times 6?
30.
Yeah, so it must have been just over 6 gallons. So, yeah, that's a bummer. I mean, thank heavens I have a Toyota Prius, which is a hybrid car. So that does save me a little bit.
Well, you know, gas prices are gas prices, and as long as people are still going to pay this and go drive around, they're going to keep raising them.
Right. But I don't know. It really, I mean, I'm not going to drive all over with gas prices like that. I mean, I can't afford that. I can't imagine having any other vehicle. I mean, I'm very fortunate I have a car that doesn't, you know, take a whole lot of gas, and I can run part electric, and I mean, I still use gas. I still have to put, like, you know, probably about $40 a week in my car.
Well, Americans, on the whole, are, they really don't. I mean, look at these big trucks people have. Now, is that a good move to drive a big old truck like that during gas prices like this or these big SUVs?
Yeah, but people don't have a choice. I mean, it's not like some people can't just go and get a different car.
No, I'm not. These big, new, obviously, making payments. I mean, I don't know why. Why does everybody have a pickup truck?
I don't know. Natalie wants me to get a pickup truck. I said, well, I finally got my car paid off, so I don't have a car payment right at the moment, so I'm not getting another car until December when she drives, because I told her she could have the Prius. So I've told her that for years, so, but.
You're a nice mom. My mom didn't give me a car.
Yeah. We'll see if it holds up. I have had some issues with the lights. Like, it's been a great car. Like, I haven't had any mechanical issues really with it so far. I have maybe 170-some thousand miles on it, and it runs fine. Like, no issues. I just have the routine maintenance. They told me I had it in the shop the other day, and they told me I take it to the shop, and they tell me I have all these things wrong. I need a right wheel bearing. They're like, oh, it's making all kinds of noise. Well, I don't hear anything. And I don't feel anything.
You know, I worry about drivers today, though, because it's a generation now that has never been without cell phones, and they text and they drive. And it is so dangerous.
Right. It is. Oh, and my daughter, she got her temps today. So it's been a very busy day, and I had a horrible migraine, which my head is still very sensitive right now, but it's been a long day.
I think those are stress migraines.
I don't know. I've woken up with a headache every day this week, but today it was a migraine. I mean, I've had headaches every day, but today was migraine. And of course, today was the busiest day of the week. I mean, I only work half a days on Fridays, which is nice, but I had to take Natalie to the orthodontist, and then we had to go to Delaware to take the driver's test, whatever. It wasn't actually a driver's test. She has to take like a written test. So we went down there to do that, and I don't know how long. We were down there for quite a while, but they don't do that in Marion. You have to go out of town.
You know, for a long time, they had the big lady out at the BMV here in Marion. We've talked about her on the air. Apparently, she was a nice woman in private.
I'm sure she was.
But not given those tests, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
she had a cranky attitude. I never met her, but, you know, her reputation preceded her.
So, I don't know. It's been a very long day. I did manage to go to Goodwill, though. Oh, and I bought this wrapping Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I said, what does Mickey rap?
I don't know. It's a song. But I think I need to replace the batteries. But it was really cute. So, I bought it.
Does Mickey Mouse rap the Mickey Mouse Club theme song?
He might. Because I know he said it played once when I was in the checkout line, and he was spelling out Mouse, Mickey Mouse, I think.
Oh, well, see, yeah. That's a good song. Can you sing that song?
No. You can, though.
You know the song.
No, I don't.
You don't know the Mickey Mouse Club theme song?
No, but you do.
I think you do.
You can sing it.
I don't really know it.
Yeah, you do. When Brandon was little, he watched Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh, see, I know you know it then.
No.
Fear is a bad thing.
I don't sing.
Talk it.
No.
I know it's MICKEYMOUSE, but I don't know what the rest of it is.
Yeah, I don't remember. But I do know how to spell Mickey Mouse.
Well, that's what they did, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Were the people watching that show illiterate or something? They had to spell it for them?
Well, I would imagine they were little kids.
Oh, my. That's terrible.
So they spelled Mickey Mouse, so everybody learns how to spell Mickey Mouse.
That's a good marketing tool.
Yeah.
I never was into Mickey Mouse. I always liked Bugs Bunny.
I'm going to look up my Rapping Mickey. I haven't looked him up on eBay yet.
Rapping Mickey. Every Christmas, he gets out and wraps all your presents.
Yes.
Look at this. Houston, trying to get away from you, wants to say hello to me. Again, phone lines are open 33 minutes past the hour here on a Getaway Friday, 740-751-4038. Talking about anything under the sun tonight, anything on your mind. 740-751-4038.
He's going to bark.
There we go. He's a microphone dog, too.
These silly dogs. Well, honestly, I was gone all day long, so I wanted to bring them with me because they had been in the house all by themselves all day long, so I felt they needed to get out.
Well, it's nice that they're able to get out.
Yeah, they like to go for car rides. And
they're very well-mannered dogs.
Well, except when they want attention, then they just bark. Houston does this to me at night. Because my dogs sleep with me in bed at night, and Houston, what'll happen, he'll jump off the bed, and then he'll bark at me till I acknowledge that he's off the bed, and then I have to pet him and be like, Houston, get up here. And then he'll get up.
He wants attention.
Oh, brother. Yeah, but not at, 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know if I could sleep with animals.
Really?
I think that might be difficult.
Oh, well, it is sometimes when, puppy gets restless a lot. And she'll move around. But they both sleep under the covers. So, but no matter which way, which direction I'm turning, puppy lays in my belly. So if I flip over, then puppy has to flip over too, which is annoying. But I guess that's just how it is.
I can't believe you don't like the strawberry frosty.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just need to have it again. I don't know. It tasted like a milkshake when I had it.
I'd have one any day of the week. They're so delicious, and they're one of those limited time items that it's going to go away in the fall.
Yeah.
I don't like that. McDonald's gets rid of their holiday pie, which is custard, and
I do like their holiday pies.
They get rid of the pumpkin pies that they have at Thanksgiving time.
I don't think I've ever had a pumpkin pie.
It's good. It's good. But, you know, I don't know why they do this. The McRib comes around every so often.
Oh my gosh, I ate a McRib one time, and it was disgusting.
Well, maybe you got a bad one.
I don't know.
R-O-N-A-L-D. M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. See, it just doesn't roll off your tongue that way.
No, but Mickey Mouse does.
Mickey Mouse does. You know what else did? Martha Douse.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It has the same amount of letters as Mickey Mouse. She had a song for that.
Yes. You know that song. Why don't you sing it?
No, I don't know that song.
Yeah, you do. I know you do, because you've sang it for me before.
No, I know the other Martha Douse song, but I don't know the Mickey Mouse Martha Douse song.
What's the other Martha Douse song?
Well, I don't think we need to be...
I want to hear you sing it.
No, you don't.
Because you're a Douse-cateer.
I now here's something for you. You want to talk about awards? There have only been two Dousketeers in the history of Martha Dous, like 80 years here in Marion now. And I was Dousketeer of the Year 1 year. I've never danced in my life.
You didn't do a dance for Martha?
Do a dance for Martha. Like, what do you mean?
Did you do her dance? The
no,
shuffle
no,
dance?
I never got into the Cupid shuffle. No, I think we waltzed at a charity show one time. It wasn't planned or anything, but no, I never was a dancer. But I was Dousketeer of the Year.
Well, that's nice that she did that.
I think it was because I hosted, more shows than anybody else. I used to do their year-end recital. I used to do their popcorn festival show. I used to do their pancake breakfast show.
Yeah.
Did that for a long time.
You know what sounds good? Pancakes.
I haven't had pancakes for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know about giving speeches, though, anymore. If you give a speech in this town, you get seven stories in the Marion Star on you. It's a rough way to go.
In the USA Today.
USA Today. Oh, man. It's a bad way to go.
Well,
I don't know. That whole thing is still mystifying to me. That got seven local stories and was a national story. What in the world is wrong with people?
I don't know. I mean, you get one person that really is against it, and then they can blow it up. With social media, things like that will blow up. I mean, back in the day, if that would have happened, nothing probably would have been done about it because you don't have the social media like today.
I still don't know what he said that was so bad. He was just giving his opinion. I'm confused on what was so horrid. Now, it probably was not the best place to give it, but I don't know why it caused such a furor.
I don't know. Probably because there's people that don't feel the same way.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But I don't... Why can't people feel differently than us? I mean, he wasn't trying to make fun of anybody. It wasn't like he was... I don't think he called anybody any names. I'm not for that. But I think he just stated his opinion.
Right. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess there's times and places for things like that.
Well, it was a bad place for it. I don't know that a commencement speech is the best place to drop that line. But I never would have guessed that would have been a national news story.
Right. But, you know, things blow up online.
The news business is, I'm telling you, in trouble if that's a national news story.
Did you see where the pastor is getting that girl from Ukraine?
Yeah, I saw that. The pastor we've had on a couple times. What, Littleton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got her back. That's good.
Yep.
What's it, Nastia?
Yeah, I think they're getting ready to fly back.
I think he said we could do an interview. We have to have an interpreter, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But I think they're going to come in and do an interview, so that'll be good.
Yeah. That'd be neat.
Did you think Joe Blystone was going to leave the state?
Why would he leave?
Well, he didn't win, he was going to leave the state.
I'm sure people say that all the time.
Yeah, today he backed right off that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What'd he say?
Well, I have employees.
Yeah.
All right. Here comes a call. Let's see what we got. There you got it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think that guy said that, and I think it was Pride Week at week two.
Well, I mean, because it was Pride Week, do you think that's what got people all up in arms?
Well, I think it got people up in arms a little bit more since it was Pride Week.
Yeah, but I really am looking at what the man said, and I just don't know that it was all that. There are worse things to say, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I don't think it was what he said was that bad, but, I think it wasn't time and the place for it, but you know, he didn't go on and on. He just gave his opinion, so I don't, really feel it was that bad, but
I think there were worse things in the world.
Oh, yeah. Angie said Marion's, they don't give driver's tests no more?
They don't give driver's tests in Marion anymore?
No. No. I think most people have to go out of town.
BMVs would be required to have to do that, every BMV. You know, a person shouldn't have to drive to another county to do that.
Is it because the big lady scared everybody out of Marion?
Might have been.
I don't know.
Wait, this is hurricane season. As soon as we get a hurricane down there in the Gulf, whether it affects the production or not, you know it's going to affect the production, and gas will be going up again.
Yeah, but people will pay it. That's the interesting thing. You know, in the 70s, when this happened and prices went up, inflation happened, people stopped driving.
Well, you couldn't even pay it because you couldn't get gas, sometimes.
Right, but now people will pay it. You know, they just said Memorial Day was one of the most traveled Memorial Days that they've had in many years. I don't really understand if this is putting a crimp in people's lives, why are they continuing to go places?
Yeah, and General Motors and Ford, they quit doing the small cars. You know, they're not doing any small cars anymore. They're just wanting to do those crossovers and SUVs.
Well, I just don't understand it. I would think that people would cut out all their extracurricular driving.
And a lot of people should be carpooling, too, but I don't...
See, but we're a whole different... What we consider necessary... See, in the 70s... Necessary was going to work. That was it. Everything else was optional. Now, we consider things necessary that really aren't necessary.
Well, going to the drive-in movie was necessary. What year did your relation shut that down?
You know, I think it was the late 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was, the VCRs came in. That was a problem.
Yeah, that hurt. Nowadays, you can't even buy a VCR.
No, now it's all DVDs and Netflix. And I hear Netflix is losing money hand over fist, apparently.
I heard that that millionaire was trying to back out of buying Twitter.
Yeah.
Thinking about backing out buying Twitter. I hope he does.
I don't know why anybody would want Twitter. That, to me, is the biggest waste of time.
Yeah.
That, TikTok, and Twitter.
I'm not much for the social media stuff. I don't even have a computer or Facebook, but to me, there's better things you could be doing with your time rather than being on that stuff all day long.
I would think. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 45 minutes past the hour, if you have anything to say. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you on this beautiful, mostly cloudy Friday night, 68 degrees here in Marion.
What is that noise?
I think somebody's car alarm's going off.
Oh.
Oh, we're getting another call. Let's see what's coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. This is just on a lighter side. Tell Angie we tried the strawberry frosty at Wendy's today.
John and Carolyn tried the strawberry. What do you think?
I thought it tasted pretty good.
You're in the minority here, Angie. Everybody's loving the strawberry frosty.
Well, it must have been melted. Somebody brought us some to work, and so I'm guessing they had melted by the time we got them.
So how are things sounding out there tonight, John?
Well, you're coming in loud and clear.
That's all we need here. Did you enjoy the programming today?
Oh, yes. I always enjoy your different guests you have on and their different viewpoints.
Now, did you hear the Ashley Williams interview?
What time was that on, Scott?
She would have been on about 12:15.
No, I didn't. I was doing something else at that time.
Well, I tell you, you'll have to catch that in the repeats because she... Do you like those Hallmark movies?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to watch this one coming up on the 25th?
Well, if it works out, we will, Scott.
Yeah, you'll have to watch it. It's called Two in Paradise. Two tickets.
Okay,
two tickets to Paradise, June 25th.
Okay, I'll have to tell Carolyn to write that down then.
All right. Hey, thanks, John, for calling.
Okay, yeah, and tell Angie that the strawberry milkshakes ain't too bad.
That's right. Sounds good to me. Bye-bye.
Okay.
See, you got people angry now.
About the...
The strawberry frosty. I might have to go down and get one after the show tonight.
Well, maybe you'll have to buy me one, and I'll try it again.
You badmouth the strawberry frosty, and now people are out to get you. It's like you spoke at a commencement speech, and we're saying things.
I don't think I will make the national news, though.
Hey, listen, I don't put anything past the national news anymore.
Yeah.
I want to know why they always put Mary Ellen's age in every time they do an article on her. What is that? I mean, they've done that for years.
Do they put your age every time they write your article?
No, but they do other things every time they run an article about me.
Hmm.
No, but what does her age have to do with the article about the museum?
I don't know.
I'll tell you, and the picture. Did you see the picture?
Which one?
That was on the front page of the paper.
Oh, I have no idea. The last couple weeks have kind of just been a blur.
I mean, Mary Ellen is a beautiful lady, so she can't take a bad picture. But if I was going to pick a picture to put on the front page of the paper, it would be like, because everybody was lined up at one point when they actually cut the ribbon.
Yeah.
They got a picture of her. I think she's in the middle of saying something.
Aww.
I mean, who does this? Who chooses this stuff?
Right.
No, really, what does her age have to do with the article?
Nothing. I think they just like the fact that, you know, maybe because she's the age she is. I don't know.
Well, Glenn about said something the other day that he shouldn't have said, and he'll be on Mary Ellen's list.
Oh, no.
Well, I tried to stop him. Phone line, does anybody know why they put Mary Ellen's age every time they run an article on her? What the deal is with that? I don't know that they do that with anybody else.
I mean, Mary Ellen, she's an amazing lady.
I heard she's the first lady of Marion.
Okay. Well, that's great.
See, I don't know what these titles mean. I mean, I love Mary Ellen. We've had the most wonderful relationship. And she's been over here for holidays and cookouts and, you know, she's swept my garage.
Yeah. Gosh, you're a slave driver.
But we've had wonderful times, but I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know, like, who's the first man of Mary? If she's the first lady, who's the first man?
You.
Well, you got that right. They'll be printing my name before you know it. I don't know. Who's the first man of Marion? 740-751-4038. I just don't know about these first lady, first man. You know, they used to call Madge the first lady of Marion.
Did they?
They did.
Hmm.
I'm always suspicious when they start calling people things like that.
Yeah. Maybe they should have a statue for Mary Ellen. You say we don't have any statues here. Mary Ellen would be a great person to have a statue of.
I bet they'd put her age right on the front of it.
Probably.
Yeah. Mary Ellen Withrow got a statue dedicated today. Age? I'm not saying her age on the air because I think it's wrong to print somebody's age. I don't even know what the point is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. 9 minutes left in the broadcast today. 740-751-4038.
You know what I think? I think this computer screen is like going straight into my eyeballs and causing head pain.
Well, we don't want head pain.
It's dark. You don't have a light. Oh, wait, that's right. You need a new light bulb.
See, the lights are on now.
I was like, why is it so dark in here?
I need a battery and a light bulb.
A battery and a light bulb?
I need a battery for my pulse ox monitor.
You ran that thing out already?
Why, already? I think it was half dead when I got it. I'm going to have to do that this week because I won't be in next Thursday and Friday, so I'll need it for my last little stretch.
Yep. Okay.
I'm not, and by the way, I'm not making a list of people to go harass when I am out in the public again in July. I'm just saying there are some people who I'm going to have to set straight. I mean, it's not going to be violent or anything like that. I'm just going to say, listen, now I know who you are, and I'm aware, and if you thought I was going to keel over, I'm not. I'm still here. And now I know what kind of person you are.
Hmm. I wonder what kind of person you think I am.
Fine.
Sure.
I do. You think I'm emotionless, apparently.
Every time I come over. Well, you seem a little moody tonight.
You have seemed moody the last, like, 3 months. I don't know what's been going on.
Stress.
I've never seen you this moody as I have the last 3 months.
Yeah. I'm just worn out. I run. I literally run from 6 o'clock in the morning, and I don't go to bed till 10 o'clock at night and just do it all over again, and I don't stop. I don't take the time to sit down and relax.
But I get the impression you're angry with me, and I keep... what did I do?
Well, no, I'm not angry with you. I'm just tired.
All right, here comes a phone call. Maybe they'll know the age of something. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, are you still looking for one of them motorless mowers?
Yes, a motorless mower. Trust me, my yard looks like the Serengeti.
I've seen one in a yard sale today while I was driving the bus, and I couldn't obviously get out and shop while it worked, but I asked some people, and they said it worked, and they wanted $20 for it.
$20. Where's it at?
It was, the address was 519 Paul.
519 Paul?
The sign said it. Huh?
What's the street?
Pearl.
Oh, Pearl.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said Paul.
Do I have some sort of speech impediment?
I knew you'd take this defensively. I misheard you.
Nah, I'm just teasing. So anyway, it's 519 Pearl, and the sign said that yard sale was going to be going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, I'm going to have to get over there and get this thing, because...
Yep. I said, does it work? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, how much do you want for it? And they said, $20.
$20 over on Pearl Street.
I wouldn't have been at work. I'd have got it for you.
Well, God bless your heart.
And I want this to come across loud and clear. I value my employment with the city of Marion.
Well, that's good to hear. But what did you have for dinner tonight?
Well, I'm at McDonald's right now.
Oh, late night tonight. What were you out doing?
Visiting my mother.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
How's
she
mom?
She got a new phone, and she needed some help programming it.
What are you getting at McDonald's?
McChicken.
Do you call this show only when you're in drive-thrus?
I am a quintessential multitasker.
Hey, do you use the McDonald's app? You can get a free soda every time if you do.
You know, why was I literally just... You, every time you can?
Oh, every time. Once a day. Well, once a day. Once a day.
I knew it was good. My daughter has it. She's always getting coupons and discounts.
Yeah.
I need to do it.
Right. Download that thing right now. Are you up there yet?
I definitely will.
They're slow as molasses over there. You know it.
Tell me about it. Well, have you ever noticed at, like, breakfast and lunch time, zip, 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 it's like they try to get you through... Come through here after about 7:30, 8 o'clock. You might as well pitch a tent. They could care less how fast they get you through here.
Yeah, they've had enough at that point.
You're right. They're just over it.
You should have went to Wendy's and got a strawberry frosty.
I'll get around to it, but you better go over to 519 Paul and get your mower.
Get my mower, because I'm telling you, it looks like the Sherwood Forest out in my yard right now.
Oh, I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Oh.
Hi, Angie.
Hello?
Do what?
I was saying hi to Angie.
Hello. She said hello to you.
Oh, hello, hello.
Well, I'm glad you... Okay. Have you went back and listened to the Ashley Williams interview yet?
Oh, here we go with that again. Well, I'm next to mine at the window. I have important things to take care of, like my McChicken. They'll all be tuning in, Scott.
Extra mayonnaise. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 3 minutes left in this historic broadcast tonight, 8th anniversary. What do you got to say?
You know, I think it was a Scott and Ashley hour. I think everybody missed it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened during that hour today. Thank goodness we're in repeats. Thank the Lord that will be saved and preserved for years and years to come. If you've been thinking about calling in, we're down to the final three, 740-751-4038. What a day it's been. Be back on the air Monday morning, having a great time. It's been good to have you back here.
Oh, yeah. Me and the dogs have missed coming over.
I like having the dogs here. I think that adds personality to the show.
I feel bad because Houston likes to bark if he's not getting attention.
Yeah, but it's not like we're interviewing somebody, so it's no big thing. Let's see here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you know, maybe they put Mary Ellen's name or age in the paper because they are so proud of everything she's done at her age.
Yeah, but I don't think, now I don't want to speak for her, but I don't think that she's a fan of that.
Well, you know, they have to dig in everybody's personal life.
I think you're right. They're just a nosy bunch of people. I agree.
That's right.
Hey, thanks.
Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't know why they do. I don't know. Just stop putting people's... Well, it's just her. I don't even know anybody else they do that with.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when they did articles on my dad, they didn't put his age.
No, and they didn't put my age in there. And I don't know why they do that with her. I don't understand what significance her age has to these stories.
Maybe they feel she's extra special.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of like a dig in a little way.
I mean, I don't think it's a dig. I mean, it's probably not, maybe, I would say, polite.
Well, no, it's not polite. You know, women don't want people to know their age.
So, I don't know. I mean, yeah, they probably shouldn't post that, but maybe from a media standpoint, they like to do that, I guess.
I don't know the significance. Oh, 20 seconds here, and here comes a call. All right, go ahead, call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Why is it when people pass away, they put their age in there? Nobody really cares, and sometimes they put the time of death. Well, that's nobody's business. Why do they do that?
That is an odd thing. I would agree with you. Hey, thanks.
All right.
Any parting words tonight? It was good to have you back.
Nope. Hope everybody has a good weekend and enjoy the hopefully nice weather. I haven't watched the weather.
For Angie, this is Scott, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talk